couple of blocks away, a few blocks away, a short distance away.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a what before dark? To go before dark.
A short distance.
Or if it's not short, it was...
a long distance.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about...
any place.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, you would say he
fell backward.
If he fell the other way?
Forward.
If you were fishing, do you ever fish?
No.
You might say, did you catch any fish? And you'd say, no,
I didn't catch any. Not a single one.
Do you ever use the term nary? N-A-R-Y?
Nary.
Nary a one?
No. You see, some of the terms, Gina, that you have raised questions about are terms that you would find that people in a lower socioeconomic class would use. Like, you know, for instance, that's one. Go on, I just thought of it.
Okay.
You've mentioned several during our interview.
Okay. If someone had borrowed your rake and broke it and was apologizing, you'd say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Didn't give me any.
Let's see. What are the trenches cut by plow?
What are they called?
If you squint your forehead up a lot.
Lines?
Yeah, or something in your brow.
What would I call it? Just lines.
Lines?
Yeah.
You ever heard furrows?
No.
If you have a good yield, say of wheat, you'd say, we raised a big what of wheat. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
I can't think of a special name.
The wheat is tied up in 2A.
I don't know.
Bundles or sheaves are piled up in 2A.
Bundles or what?
Or sheaves.
Are piled into, I don't know.
If you have wheat, you might say we raised 40 what's of wheat to an acre. Do oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Spread it. I don't know. Really, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
If you take a bundle of oats and you hit it against the ground, you know what you might call that?
No.
Have you ever heard the term for like beating a person really hard? Beat the child, whip the child.
You whip the child, yeah.
Or you would, you ever know, he got a really good...
spanking.
Or a thrashing.
Thrashing, yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I never used that term.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and person doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
someone else. Us. Okay.
Or, okay. If some friends of yours are coming over,